Hello, Bruce Cameron with you. 2 hours of folk music. This is Come All Ye on your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales, 2MCE. Every Sunday between 12 and 2, we share some folk music, ancient and modern. And it's good to have you aboard once again this afternoon. We'll start off, I think, with a track from one of my very favourite folk groups. It's an American group called Marley's Ghost. You might know this one, Turtle Dove.
Turtle Dove done drooped his wings. Turtle Dove done drooped his wings. Turtle Dove done drooped his wings. Went on to Zion and hell to sing. Adam and Eve, oh no. Adam and Eve, don't you tell it to me. Meet me at the door, don't tell it to me. Sa-sa-la-do and sa-la-sa-ri. My name is written on David's line. My name is written on David's line. My name is written on David's line. I'm going to heaven on the wheel of time. Adam and Eve, oh no. Adam and Eve, don't you tell it to me. Meet me at the door, don't tell it to me. Sa-sa-la-do and sa-la-sa-ri. When I get to heaven, I know the rules.
I know the rules.
When I get to heaven, I know the rules.
I know the rules.
When I get to heaven, I know the rules. Keep going down to the bathing pool. Adam and Eve, oh no. Adam and Eve, don't you tell it to me. Meet me at the door, don't tell it to me. Sa-sa-la-do and sa-la-sa-ri. Turtle Dove done drooped his wings.
Done drooped his wings.
Turtle Dove done drooped his wings.
Done drooped his wings.
Turtle Dove done drooped his wings. Went on to Zion and hell to sing. Adam and Eve, oh no. Adam and Eve, don't you tell it to me. Meet me at the door, don't tell it to me. Sa-sa-la-do and sa-la-sa-ri.
A big pound of grog seller gets up every day at a small rowdy crib she sweeps at. She's turning in plenty of tin, people say, for she knows what she's about. Yes, she knows what she's about. Well, Polly's good-looking and Polly is young. Polly's possessed of a smooth, oily tongue. She's an innocent face and a good head of hair. And a lot of young fellas will often go there. And they keep dropping in handsome Polly to court. And Poll, she supplies them with brandy and port. And the neighbours all say that the old blessed day, she's a grog selling late and early. She is a grog selling late and early. Two sly grog detectives have come up from town, and they both roam around in disguise. And several retailers of grog are done brown and have reason to open their eyes. And have reason to open their eyes. Of a small rowdy crib they are soon on the scent, but Polly's prepared when they enter a tent. They call for some brandy, oh, we don't sell that here, but says Poll, I can give you some nice ginger beer. Then she adds, do you see any green in my eye? To your fly artful dodge and disguises I'm fly. But if Polly you'd nail, you'd have without fail to get up in the morning early. Yes, if Polly you'd nail, you'd have without fail to get up in the morning early.
That was Danny Spooner, recorded many years ago, with song from the album Gorgeous Game Girls from a theme of females in early Australian colonial history. And that was Big Pole, the grog seller. Supposedly, definitely written by Charles Thatcher, who was the bard of the Victorian goldfields during the 1850s. Alcohol was prohibited on the early goldfields, ho, ho, ho. However, it was always available at a price. And Big Pole was just one of those characters who made it available, I guess. And opening proceedings today, wonderful group Marley's Ghost with Turtle Dove. I do like all their voices. That's a fine band. Yes, about time we had some Irish music to lift the tempo a bit. That was a group called Moving Cloud with a mix of double jigs and reels. Kevin McHugh's number two and Kevin McHugh's number one, played in that order. Then perhaps better known tunes, The Boy in the Boat and The Hunter's House. Moving Cloud, one of those pan European bands. John Pilkington sings on the CD as well, but there we heard him playing bouzouki, I think. Sven Kjelstsen playing baron percussion, and he sings also. Klaus Vester played flute. Louise Ring Vansgerd played fiddle, and Mette Löfschall is a bit of a step dancer, although we didn't hear her step dancing on that track. And the almost ubiquitous Donal Lunny turns up on the album as well, playing bouzouki, a bit of baron, and a bit of egg. Shaker egg, that is. He wasn't making the lunch. Right, now, from there, we'll take a little trip to the land of Riots and Rabbits. Well, the name of the album is Of Riots and Rabbits. These people being Liz Law and Terry Conway, tend to sing songs from the border area, borders of England and Scotland. This is a song from the Crimean War. It's a traditional song. There's various songs about various battles in the Crimea, or the Crimean conflict from the 19th century. This one's simply called the Battle of Alba. And it describes a battle in which the French and British were actually on the same side. Not always the case.
On September the 14th day, in spite of all the splashing spray, we landed in the Crimea, cheered our hearts for Alma. That night we slept on the cold ground, no tents or shelters could be found. And in the rain we almost drowned upon the heights of Alma. And long may Britain's sons remember the glorious 20th of September. We made the Prussians to surrender upon the heights of Alma. Next day, a glorious sun did rise, all in the cloudless Russian skies. And our noble chief, Lord Raglan, cries, prepare to march on Alma. And when the Alma hove in view, it won the stoutest hearts of you. To see the warlike Russian crew that manned the heights of Alma. And long may Britain's sons remember the glorious 20th of September. We made the Prussians to surrender upon the heights of Alma. For they were strongly fortified with batteries on every side. And our noble chief, Lord Raglan, cried, we'll have hot work at Alma. And the shot it flew like winter rain when we the guns did strike again. There were 1,500 Frenchmen slain upon the heights of Alma. And long may Britain's sons remember the glorious 20th of September. We made the Russians to surrender upon the heights of Alma. Our Scottish lands, the sword in homes, were not the last you may suppose. But daring forth their daring foes and won the heights of Alma. The 33rd and the Zouave, they charged the guns and gave 3 cheers.
Good Lord Raglan rang the airs with allied steel at Alma, and long may Britain's sons remember the glorious 20th of September. We made the Russians to surrender upon the heights of Alma. To Sevastopol the Russians fled, they left the wounded and the dead. The rivers there, they all ran red with the blood that was spilled at Alma. Their guns and knapsacks they threw down, they ran like hares before the hounds. They couldn't stand the sight or sound of the Allied charge at Alma, and long may Britain's sons remember the glorious 20th of September. We made the Russians to surrender upon the heights of Alma. There were 1,500 Frenchmen, I heard say, died upon that fatal day. But 1,800 Russians lay upon the heights of Alma. It was France and Britain, hand in hand. What kind of foe could them withstand? So let the call ring through the land for the victory at Alma. And long may Britain's sons remember the glorious 20th of September. We made the Russians to surrender upon the heights of Alma.
Very distinctive voice, doesn't he have? Terry Conway. And the Battle of Alma. Terry Conway playing guitar and singing. Liz Law playing the dulcimer, tuned EAE, for those of you taking notes. And Julianne Morrison playing harp on that track. Interesting. Now, let me see. Another distinctive voice is that of Harry Manx, and I don't think Harry Manx has been on the program for a little while, so we'll take a track. I think I'll take two tracks because the second one's an instrumental and it's quite short. So we'll take the first one, Diving Duck Blues. It comes from the repertoire of Sleepy John Estes. And then we'll hear When Abbott Met Costello. Nothing to do with Australian politics. A tune written by Harry Manx's collaborator on this album and in live stage performances, Kevin Brett. So Diving Duck Blues and When Abbott Met Costello. Harry Manx playing his very distinctive Mohan Veena modified guitar.
And I was a diving duck. Yeah, the river was whiskey and I was a diving duck. I'm gonna swim to the bottom. Now you know I'm never ever coming up. Well, the sun gonna shine down my back door someday. Yeah, the sun gonna shine, well, my back door someday. Yeah, the moon gonna rise up, you know it's gonna blow my blues away. Thank you. loving, you know. Her hair shine like a Klondike gold. Yeah, the little girl I've been loving, well, her hair shine like Klondike gold. She got a lean on my body, man, you know she got a mortgage on my soul. You know I'm going down to the races just to see my pony run. Yeah, I'm going down to the races, baby, just to see my pony run. I'm gonna get some money, girl, you know I'm gonna bring you home some. Whiskey, yeah. I was a diving duck. Oh, the river was a whiskey, I was a diving duck. Well, I'm gonna swim to the bottom, girl, you know I'm never ever coming on. I'm gonna swim to the bottom, girl, you know I'm never ever.
What's going on? I didn't think it was going to end like that. Dear, oh dear. When Abbott met Costello, you know, I was thinking about... there was another instrumental I could remember. I remember the name of it. It was something to do with Oliver Hardy. Not Abbott and Costello, but Oliver Hardy, and I couldn't for the life of me remember it. And then it just twigged just as that one ended. I remember it was called That'll Do, Babe, and it was an instrumental that Ralph McTell wrote and played. We'll save that for another program. That was different comedians altogether. When Abbott Met Costello, played by Harry Meigs and Kevin Brett from an album called Jubilee. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. That's Community FM in the central west of New South Wales.
What will we do if we have no money? Oh, true lovers, what will we do then? Only haul through the town for a hungry crown. And we'll yodel it over again. What will we do if we marry a tinker? Oh, true lovers, what will we do then? Only sell a tin can and walk on with my man. And will you?
There you go. What will we do? A moot question. A question's moot, or is it only points? I don't know. Anyway, title track from a wonderful album by an American trio called Lula Wiles. That song came from, well, they learned it anyway, from an Irish singer named Mary Delaney. It celebrates the travelling life. And the way it asks questions that struggling people in every place and time have always been asking. Yes. So they, Lula Wiles, found that it sort of hung the album together, kept the album, pulled the album together, rather, including the songs they were writing specifically for the LP, or the CD. What will we do? Lula Wiles. Now, I read somewhere Lula Wiles, they wanted to call themselves The Wiles, as in Wiley Women, W-I-L-E-S, The Wiles, but they weren't able to because there was already another band called that. And they liked Lula Wiles. I think that's it, Lula Wiles, because there's an old American song which includes a line like, that aggravating beauty, Lula Wiles. So they split the difference and called themselves Lula Wiles. Good harmonies. Good band. You are in for a treat now, I think. This is one that, this is the featured album. I'll introduce you to the featured album. It's called Five. Not a terribly original title for an album, considering it was this band's fifth album. But there you go. Would have been a little odd to call it 28. So, Old Blind Dogs is the name of the group. They formed in Aberdeen in the northeast of Scotland in 2002. Three of them, the original three, had been busking, and they sort of met on a bit of a busking holiday around the Highlands of Scotland. Lots of personnel changes since 2002. The band is still going, but there's only one original member left, I think, and that would, I think, be Johnny Hardy, the fiddle player. Yes. Anyway, this is their fifth album, which came out in 1997. we'll hear a few tracks from it. I don't know why it was never a featured album before this. I've had the album for a while, but I've just played odd tracks here and there, never really given it a fair run. So we'll do that today. This is, first of all, an instrumental track. I think I'll play two tracks. Yes, hang the expense. Two tracks, featured album called Five by the group Old Blind Dogs. We'll hear a set of three tunes, first of all. Glen Cabal, which was composed by Fraser Fifield, the piper in this band. He also plays saxophone and whistle. Trip to Pakistan, the second tune out of the three. It was composed by N. Kenny, and I couldn't find out who N. Kenny was because I didn't really look. And then The Fourth Floor, which is a good tune written by the late Gordon Duncan. Then we'll follow that with a traditional song called The Battle of Harlaw.
As I came in by Dunedeer and Dunbanether Ha, there were 50,000 Hieland men a marching to Harlawi.
A diddy-i-o and a falling a doe and a diddy-i-o, aye.
As I get on and falling there on and down and by Balwine, oh, it's there I saw Sir James Rose and we him John the Graham. We
a diddy-i-o and a falling a doe and a diddy-i-o, aye.
It's come ye fae the Hielands man, come ye other way. Saw ye MacDonald and his men as they came in for sky. We
diddy-i-o and a fall on the doe, the diddy-i-o, aye.
It's I was near and near and you that I their number saw. There were 50,000 Hieland men a marching to Harla. We
diddy-i-o and a fall on the doe, the diddy-i-o, aye.
Can that be true, says James the Rose? They'll no come muckle speed. They'll cry upon were merry men and turn were horses heat. We
diddy-i-o and a fall on the doe, the diddy-i-o, aye.
Oh, now, now, says John the Great, this thing will never be. Where the gallant Grahams were never beat, we'll try for the weak indeed. We
diddy-i-o and a fall on the doe, the diddy-i-o, aye.
Feel as I get on and falling there on and down and by Hanala, I fell for close on Elf. Sights extraction never saw.
We diddy-i-o and a fall on the doe, the diddy-i-o, aye.
They fell for close on Alcasite, extraction never saw. And Alcasite get clashed for clash at the battle, oh Hanla. We
diddy-i-o and a fall on the doe, the diddy-i-o, aye.
The healing men with their long swords laid on us for sale, and they drew back for merry men. 3 acres breadth of mare, we
diddy-i-o, fall on the doe, diddy-i-o, aye.
And far this day his brother did say, oh brother, can't you see? They've beaten us back on Alca's side, and we'll be forced to flee.
We diddy-i-o, fall on the doe, diddy-i-o, aye.
Oh now, now, my brother Bo, this thing will never be. You'll tack your great sword in your hand, you'll come in with me. We
diddy-i-o, fall on the doe, and a diddy-i-o, aye.
You can tell them plain and very plain, they're sleeping at Hanla. We
a diddy-i-o, a fall on the doe, and a diddy-i-o, aye. Diddy-i-o.
the dough and a diddy aye oh aye.
Yes, that in a sort of a bleak way goes to an understanding of why my wife was rather reticent to take up with someone like me with Scottish heritage. The Battle of Harlaw was particularly silly. I mean, in the scheme of things, it was a very Scottish-centric argument, like a civil disturbance, really, but it took out a lot of people. Back in the early 15th century, you had the Highlanders and the Lowlanders not happy with each other and fighting, and no one really won. Well, you know, it depends which song you listen to, I suppose. There are different versions of the outcome of the Battle of Harlaw, but my wife occasionally says, "Oh, you Scots, the Scots, why are they always fighting?" I won't tell you what my response is, but it would be totally inappropriate. Anyway, moving along, two tracks from the featured album, which is Five, comes to us from the Scottish group Old Blind Dogs, who indeed formed in 2002 up somewhere near where the Battle of Harlaw took place. You can sort of see the heights of Benachie, which hangs around the back of Aberdeen from the battlefield. Battle of Harlaw. We'll come back to the featured album in a little while. In a little while, because it's good. It deserves more airplay, and I will give it more airplay in the very near future. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we'll venture now to something a little more... Not prosaic. It was an interesting album by the Watersons, or the extended Waterson family. Norma Waterson, Eliza Carthy, Martin Carthy, Tim Van Eyck, and Waterson Carthy, they call themselves. And we will hear a wassail song from Devon, a village specifically called Jacobstow. Jacobstow? Can't remember. Anyway, it's the Jacobstow Wassail from Waterson Carthy. The album is called Holy Heathens and the Old Green Man.
Yeah. In the merry month of June, when first from home I started, left the girls in tune, so sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me there and mother and drank a pint of beer. Grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn lane where I was born. Cut a stout black tart to banish ghost and gobbled and bought a pair of brogues. Battle over the bogs, frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the ways to Dublin, Whitefall Alley round. Ben and Mullingar that night, I rested limbs so weary. Started by daylight, me spirits bright and airy. Took a drop of the pure, kept me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. Airy's on for drinking to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style. But set your heart to bubble and ask to play where hard wages I required. I was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hump a hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the ways to Dublin, Whitefall, Aldi round. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it'd be a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. So then I took a stroll down among the quality bundle, it was stole in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind when I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon me stick. A wobbling inquired and after the rogue said me corner broke, wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the ways to Dublin, Whitefall, Aldi round. Well, from there I got away, me spirits never fail, and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me rode, said that no room had he, when I jumped aboard a cabin found for Paddy. Down among the pigs, played some hearty rigs, I danced some hearty jigs, the water round me bubbled, and when up Hollyhead, I wished myself was dead, better far instead, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the ways to Dublin, Whitefall, Aldi round. All the boys at Liverpool, oh, when we safely landed, call myself a fool, I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Erden's Isle, they began abusing the rammy sounds as I shillelagh, I'll fly, Galway boys are by, and saw I was a hobbling with the levant array, giant in the affray, quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the ways to Dublin, Whitefall, Aldi round.
Whitefall, Aldi round, the very familiar voice, I guess, of Paddy Riley. He was a very active, traditional Irish folk singer, I guess, particularly in the 70s and 80s, maybe 90s. A certain style about him and a good baritone voice. But was regarded, I guess, by certain people as being a bit kitsch. But there he has a version of a very well-known tune, The Rocky Road to Dublin. Bit of a bugger to sing because it's in 9/8. And if you're singing in 9/8, you have a lot of trouble working out where to breathe if you're doing it at pace. Particularly if you're not a very good singer like me. I mean, not a good singer, comma, like me. Yes. Paddy Riley. Right, another one from the featured album. This is the Scottish group Old Blind Dogs. And we're back to Harlaw for the first of these three tunes in this set. It's Lord MacDonald's March to Harlaw. Lord MacDonald was the head honcho of one of the competing teams at the Battle of Harlaw, Lord of the Isles. It's a traditional tune. Then we'll hear one composed by Johnny Hardy. Yes, from the band. Yeah. All right, enough of that. This is from the featured album, 5 by Old Blind Dogs. Thank you. from the featured album. Another set of tunes, fine set of tunes they were, two, I do believe. Lord MacDonald's March to Harlaw, a very sprightly march. The Mither Tap and the Cauldron. You're listening to Come All Ye, and coming up at 2 o'clock, when I've had my way with you, we will have 3 hours of country music. And by golly, Chris Tobin will be along to bring you 3 hours of country music. And it'll be fun, fun, fun. She'll take you through until 5 o'clock. Then jive after five. 2 hours of jive music with Alan Taylor through till seven. Then more folk music with The Connection, and I'll be filling in for Roger this evening till 8 o'clock. Then Jeff Cox with Here It Comes Again. All that and so much more on your community FM station, 2MCE.
Bathurst Seymour Centre needs more volunteers to assist with a wide range of activities due to the strong demand for the services they provide. Volunteer drivers are one of the priorities, as well as people to assist with activities and outings and to help with daily activity tasks such as social interaction, meals and respite care. The centre is also looking to grow its computer and technology programs. Bathurst Seymour Centre holds regular volunteer meetings to keep them informed of centre activities and seek to use volunteers as a source of new ideas and stimulating programs to contribute to the well-being of its clients. The centre offers a variety of volunteer roles and matches each volunteer according to the skills and interests they bring with them or want to learn. For a volunteer information pack, please call 6332 1449 or call in at 55 Seymour Street, Bathurst.
If you're having hassles getting your postal requirements done, why not switch to Bathurst West Licensed Post Office and Lotteries? There is easy parking and they are open from 7 a.m. weekdays as well as Saturday mornings. There is all your postage needs and stock is readily available along with bill paying and banking facilities, fax, email and photocopying services, as well as on-the-spot passport photos, post office boxes and now an agent for New South Wales Lotteries. Then there's also the friendly customer service. Bathurst West Licensed Post Office and Lotteries on the corner of Stewart and Rocket Streets, a 2MCE sponsor.
great old tune, Brushy Run. Doesn't really go anywhere, but really bowls along, doesn't it? It was preceded by Wild Rose of the Mountain. Both tracks coming from an album called Devilish Mary by a group called Devilish Mary. There's an echo. Devilish Mary were Cat Moser playing fiddle, Liz Frensham playing double bass, Ruth Hazelton, five-string banjo and guitar, and Sally Ann Taylor playing fiddle as well. And they were great. I don't know whether they still get together as a band. They're all, I think, still active. I know three of them are. But good stuff. Brushy Run, they learned from a Bruce Molsky record. You might have even heard it on this program. And the fiddles are tuned A-E-A-E. That's why it sort of just rolls along like that. That's what it does. That's how it works, folks. Old-timey music. Good fun. Another similar style album next. This is the High Times String Band, who recorded this album called Way Down the Track back in 1999. At the time, they were Norm Adams playing fiddle, Philomena Carroll double bass, Maggie Duncan on fiddle, Ken McMaster on all sorts of cutlery and banjos and auto harps and things, and Alan Musgrove, pretty busy as well. We'll hear Alan singing this one, actually. It's a song composed by the Indigenous singer Dougie Young, who came from Wilcannia. He wrote lots of good songs about the situation he found himself in by growing up black in rural Australia. This is one of them. They say it's a crime.
Now they say it's a crime, drinking beer and wine will lead a good man astray. When it comes to grump, I'm a fitting them hump. I guess I was born that way. But I'll drink and roam till the cows come home, if it'll give my poor heart ease. I don't care who knows, I work for my dough. I was cutting the rug, they threw me in the jug, and as the magistrate looked down, he said, "Youngie Doug, you're a wine-loving muck, and you're a menace to the town. So I'll put you away, the cell you will stay, until you learn some sense." Well, he cursed and cried, he said, "My doggone hide, it wasn't worth." I spent the day in jail and they paid my bail when they opened the big iron door. I shook my head as I sadly said, "I'll never get drunk no more." Then I made a vow I'd give it up somehow, but as I strolled down the lane, I met a friend of mine who had a flagon of wine, so we down. They gave me a real bad name. They said I'd drink and fight. Well, that's quite all right, 'cause the other boys do the same. And after I'm dead, they're gonna hang their head and say I wasn't such a bad guy. They'll be feeling sad. Well, I'm gonna get mad. They say it's a crime, drinking beer and wine will lead a good man astray. When it comes to grog, I'm a fitting of a hog. I guess I was born that way. But I'll drink and roll till the cows come home, if it'll give my poor heart ease. I don't care who knows, I'll work for my dough.
Yes, from the pen of Dougie Young from Wilcannia. They Say It's a Crime, sung there by Alan Musgrove and the High Times String Band, recorded 20 years ago. Now, someone else, sadly no longer with us, Dougie Young's long gone. Also long gone is Emile Benoit. He died in September 1992. He was a fiddle player from Black Duck Brook in Newfoundland. And he was not solely responsible, but largely responsible for popularising Franco-Newfoundland music, folk music anyway. Fairly busy fellow in his time, in his 79 years. He had 13 children. He was a fisherman, a farmer, a carpenter, a healer, a dentist, part-time veterinarian, a blacksmith, a storyteller, raconteur, musician and composer, to name but a few. This is from a very well-received album from the early 90s called Vive la Rose. And we will hear a track from it right now. This is called Fight for Your Rights. And he composed this for a fishermen's union meeting. Because an awful lot of stuff in Newfoundland depends on fishing.
Thank you.
courageous decision to sing along while you're playing, but that was him. That's the late Emile Benoit from Newfoundland with that was a tune called Jerry's Red Mountain Jig, named for a fellow whose name translated as Red Mountain. Rougemont, perhaps. And before that, Fight for Your Rights, which he composed for a Fishermen's Union meeting. Emile Benoit recorded not very long before his passing at the age of 79. Now, I'll play a track from Wrapped, their self-titled album. This is nobody's fault but mine.
If I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault.
mine. Right, that was Wrapped with Nobody's Fault But Mine.
In a nation. sick a parcel of oats in a nation.
Track from the featured album, Five, by the Scottish band Old Blind Dogs, and a not totally dissimilar theme to the Battle of Harlaw song. Parcel of Rogues, another example of Scotland trying to rip itself to bits. It refers to the Act of Union, 1707, when the people with money decided what was best for everyone. But mostly themselves. The Lowlanders, the merchants, decided it was a good idea to form a united kingdom with England. Times change, don't they? We'll see. Here's Anne Mayo Muir. Those of you keeping notes at home will possibly have worked out that that wasn't Anne Mayo Muir. the artist I introduced at the top of that song. That was Ernie Hawkins, a blues singer from deepest, darkest Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he gave us Weeping Willow, a Blind Boy Fuller song from an album called Mean Little Poodle. And the cover photo is a really good one. It's a photograph of a little poodle, and it looks mean. It's not baring its teeth or anything. It's just got these eyes. Ooh. Right. Anyway, that wasn't Ann Mayo Muir. This is Ann Mayo Muir. Ann Mayo Muir, An Old Blue Suit, a song written by Jerry Rasmussen. And the first time she heard that song, sung by the composer, she thought, so many songs about death are sad and depressing, but this one makes me smile and feel reassured because it celebrates the life lived in that old blue suit. And Ann Mayo Muir from an album called So Goes My Heart. Very nice. Time for one or two or three, maybe three more. Let's see how we go. This is another one from the featured album, and it's great. This is a set of tunes once again. First one's called Summerside, and it was composed by pipe major Roddy McDonald, who these days lives in Brisbane, I do believe. He was from Inverness originally. He was, may not still be, but he was in the army. Living in Brisbane, fine piper. Second tune in the set is Moiton Mayo, which was composed, well, it's an andro, composed by Jackie Mollard, a Breton fiddle player, and then a couple of andros that don't have names, traditional Breton tunes. Last track we'll hear from the featured album today, it's Five, it's by the group Old Blind Dogs. Thank you. Thank you for your company today. We'll go out with a track from John Doyle, great guitarist and singer, from his album called Wayward Son. This is The Gunnet Poacher. See you next week, folks. Have a nice week.
We'd nothing else to try. But a keeper here does fiery gun, and quickly to the spot he run, and swore before the dying sun that one of us shall die. His misfortune to be shot, his memory ne'er shall be forgot as long as we have life. For help he cried, but it was denied. He rose again to join the fight, while down upon his gallant breast the crimson blood did flow. Was the moon that the keeper gave. No mortal man his life could save. He now lies sleeping in his grave until the judgment day.